Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and now Masachet Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet. This will be our final podcast of the second parak. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Eloi Shalach Lakbil Pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo Belod Beregel. So we have a story about Rabbi Eloi, that's Rabbi Yehuda's father, who went to greet his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, in Lod, that's Rabbi Eliezer's town, on the Regel, on Sukkot. Amarlo Eloi, Encha Mishofte HaRegel? So he said, you're not of those who stay home for the Regel, which seems to be the proper thing to do according to this. Sheyayar B'Eliezer Omer, Mishabechani Atatzlanin, Shein Yotzin Matin B'Regel. I praise those quote-unquote lazy people who don't leave their homes on the Regel. Dichtiva Samachta Atab Veitacha, you're supposed to rejoice with your house. This is clearly after the Mikdash is no longer standing, and there's no mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. How do we know that a person has to go greet his Rebbe on the Regel? When the Shunamit's husband says to her, why are you going to find Elisha? She's going to find him because her son has died. And he was the Navi who had promised her that son. He's going to go and ultimately resuscitate him. He says, why are you going to him? It's not Chodesh. Ostensibly Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbat. Michal b'Chodesh Shabbat chayiv nishlak akbuli api rabbe. So the husband was only surprised that she was going to see the Navi because it was not Chodesh or Shabbat. So lokasha hada azav ati biyomei hada azav lo ati biyomei. If you go on that day and come back and stay at home, so you made a day trip, that's fine. But if you go and stay away from home on the regel, he said that's not okay. So there was a story about Rabbi Eliezer who was in Galil HaElyon, and he stayed in Kesari, which can't be Caesarea because that's not the Galil HaElyon, Caesarea. From Rabbi Kesarion, so it's a town in Galil HaElyon, and he stayed there for Sukkot. The sun came into the Sukkah. Marlo Maushe Efros Alei Sadin. So the student said, or Yochanan Rabbi Eloi said, should I put a sheet over it? His answer was very odd. He said, every shevet had a shofet come from them. The sun got more intense. It got to half the sukkah. Can I put a sheet over it? Every shevet had nevi'im come from them. Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin hamidu malachim al pi nevi'im. And Yehuda and Binyamin that didn't have nevi'im of whom we know had kings that were crowned based on nevi'im. So everybody's connected to nevuah. Yeah, Chamalam Agavotav Shrub Eliezer got to his feet. Natal Yochran Sadin Peresalai. He put the sheet over it. Shrub Eliezer Talitola Acharavi outside. He picked up his talit and he walked out. Not because. He wouldn't answer the question. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer's reason for giving these odd answers and not answering the question was not because he refused to answer, but because he had a policy of never answering a question unless he had heard the answer directly from his teacher. How could he leave the sukkah? Rabbi Eliezer's of the opinion, you have to stay in the sukkah 7 days. The answer is regel acher ave. It was Shavuot or some other holiday. Or Pesach. But he was of the opinion that on the regel you have to stay home. How could he be in somebody else's place? The answer is Shabbat Havai. It was Shabbat, and he couldn't leave. Tivshot lemi didei didnan. Pkakach halon ablezer and bezvan shkashur tolei pokin v'milav ein pokin v'ochamim emenkach v'enkach pokikin. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer just answer from his own position? And he had not heard the issue of the Sadin, and now we understand what the problem was, because if it's not Sukkot, so who cares about putting a sheet over the answer that it was a problem of Shabbat? And if it's a problem of Shabbat, well, Rabbi Eliezer had his own position, which we've seen recorded several times, about a temporary ohel. Rabbi Eliezer says unless it's already the plug that you put into a window, unless it's already hanging on the wall and hanging off of the floor, you can't put it in. And Chacham said you may, which means, according to him, the Sadin should not be okay. The answer is Hatam Hunim Vata Lachadim Vata Lo. That's when you're putting it into the wall and leaving it there, then it might have a din of Keva. But here, we're just putting it on top, maybe not, And so therefore he did not have an answer that he could comfortably give. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbat Pagil Elyon, he spent Shabbat in the upper Galil, Vishalu, Shloshim Halachot Pilchot Sukkah. They asked him 30 questions about Sukkah. Shtemesu Yamarlam Shamati, in the case of 12 out of 30, he said, I heard tradition, and he gave it to them. Shponasa Amarlam Lo Shamati. The other 18, he said, Lo Shamati, I haven't heard. He says the opposite. Shmonasa Amarlam Shamati. He heard 18 and told them. Shtemesu Yamarlam Lo Shamati. 12, he said, I didn't hear. That's all you have is what you heard from others. I'm from your teachers. You're forcing me to tell you something that I did not hear from my teachers. Nobody has ever gotten to the Beit Midrash before me. I was always first there in the morning. I never slept even a nap in the Beit Midrash. And I never left the Beit Midrash with anybody else there. I never had idle chatter. And I never said anything that I had not heard from my teacher. However, this whole statement now is something he hadn't heard from his teacher, although it was just a recording of his own life. Now we go one generation back to Yochum and Zakkai. He says he never had idle talk. He never walked four steps without Torah, meaning to speaking Torah, or without wearing tefillin at the appropriate time. The same Beit HaMidrash behavior of Lohi Herb, when he was in a place with dirt, an inappropriate place to speak Torah, he did not even think words of Torah. He never left any of the Beit HaMidrash and left. If somebody walked in, they never found him sitting there silently, they saw him sitting there and studying. He is the one who always opened the door for his students. Anything he said was always in the name of his Rebbe. And he never said, it's time to get up and leave the Beit HaMidrash, and telling the students to go. That's something we heard earlier, that particular praise about Rabbi Akiva. So his student Rabbi Eliezer did the same thing, and that's the background for everything we heard, which means everything we heard was kind of what Rabbi Eliezer heard from his teacher, but not heard, but rather saw. Now we go back one generation. Hillel had 80 famous students. He had many other students, had 80 famous students. The top 30 were students who were fit to have the Shekhinah rest on them as if they were Moshe. Another 30, they were fit to have great miracles happen, like the sun stop, like happened for Yeshua and Yeshua Perk Yod. Esrim Benonim, the 20 are in the middle. Gadol Shebechulan Yonatan ben Uziel, the greatest, and it's unclear if it's the greatest of the middle 20 or the greatest of all of them, was Yonatan ben Uziel, the one who was traditionally associated with the Targum on Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. Katan Shebechulan Yochum Zakkai. Yochum Zakkai was the least of all of them. Amro B'Yochum Yochum Zakkai, Shelo Iniach Mikra Mishnah Tamur Halachot V'Agadot Tikrei Torah V'Tikrei Sofim Kol B'Chavurim Ugzerot Shavot Kufot V'Gimatriot. He studied all of Torah, he studied astronomy, and he studied math, Sichat Malachei Ashoret V'Sichat Shedim V'Sichat Kalim, studied, other sort of things about demonology, Mishlot Kovsin, Mishlot Shualim, all sorts of parables and folk sayings. Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan. What's that? Davar Gadol is Maaseh Merkava, the Chezkel Aleph, and all of the mystical literature that comes from there. Davar Katan is Avayot Abaya V'Rava. The discussions, the analysis of the Mishnayot. The beautiful pasuk in Mishlei, that those who love Hashem have everything in the treasure house. Now, so if this is the least of Hillel's students, how much more so the greatest of his students should be amazing. So Amro Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel, the one who was called the greatest of his students, Vishashi Yosef Yosek Patorah, when he was studying Torah, called Of Shperech Alav Mian Israf. If a bird was flying over his head, the bird would immediately get burned from the spiritual emanations from the study of his Torah. Okay, here we're going to see a Mishnah which we saw referenced numerous times in the first parak, in the context of the size of a sukkah, an interesting story that goes along with it. Mishai Rosho Verubo B'Sukkah. So let's say you're sitting in a sukkah, most of your body's in a sukkah, v'shulchan v'toch habayit, and your table is in the house. But shamai poslin v'tilam machshirin. I bet Shammai say you're not yotze that way. Amrulam bet hillel bet shammai. So we have a story. Bet hillel told bet shammai, v'kacha yamaseh shalchu ziknei bet shammai v'ziknei bet hillel. Our elders, the generation before us, of the students of both schools, went to visit him, ostensibly in Beit Choron. They went to visit him on Sukkot. He was sitting in that situation exactly and said nothing to him. So it must be that your elders agreed it was okay. They said you can't bring a proof from that story because they did say something. Afhem Amrulo, and Hem Amrulo means both groups said to him, if that's how you've been behaving, you've never fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. Which means, according to Beit Shammai's version of the story, everybody agreed that it was no good. Now, Shiva Avadim Ketanim Patur Min HaSukkah, so women, Avadim Ketanim, and minors are Patur Min HaSukkah, but Katan Sheinu Tzarich Li'imo Chayav B'Sukkah. A boy, a young boy who is already independent of his mother, is chayav in sukkah, ostensibly midrabanan mishum chinuch. Masev yalda kalato shel Shammai hazaken, but we have a story that Shammai hazaken's daughter-in-law gave birth. Upichet et ha-maziva v'zikeich al-gavei ha-mita v'shul katan, and Shammai had the roof over her taken off and put tzchach on top of it so that the little baby who was with her should be in a sukkah. The baby clearly was a boy. And so he felt that even Katan Shitzarich Limo must be in a sukkah. Okay, Menaha Nimili. How do we know that the exemption, because the Gemara is not going to deal with the large story that we had because it dealt with that already in the first parak. How do we know that women are exempt, etc.? Tatanaran Azrach said, Kol Azrach B'Yisrael Yishuv B'Sukkot. Azrach Ze Azrach. So that means everybody. Ha Azrach. With the Hey Hayidia Lotziat Hanashim exempts women. Kol L'Rabot Taktanim. So Kol Ha'Ezrach. Kol is there to extend the Ktanim. So let's take a look at this. Amar Mar Ha'Ezrach Lotziat Hanashim. Remember the Ezrach Ben Hashim in Gavri Mashma. She's telling me that the word Ezrach, the default understanding is males and females, and that the Hey then excludes women. Vatanya Ha'Ezrach. This is in the context of Yom Kippur. L'Rabot Hanashim Ezrachiot Shachevot Peinui. This Ha'Ezrach. Tells in Vayikra Tetzayin tells us that women are also obligated to fast in Yom Kippur. Al Ezrach Gavri Mashma. So you see, Ezrach alone means men, and Ha Ezrach extends to women. So Rabbi Hilchataninu, Rabbi says the reality is that Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, we have a tradition that women are exempt from Sukkah, and we have a tradition that women are Chayiv in Inui. Masvachinu Rabbanan Makroi, and the Rabbanan attached them to the Psukim post facto. So Hey Krav Hey Hilchata. Wait, which one is the Pasuk and which one is the Halacha? The two, kwa lamali, plus what do I need a pasuk for, and hilchata lamali, what do I need both for? Hasukami, or either, hasukami tzvat ha-seh shazman grama. After all, sukkah is a time-bound mitzvah. Chutzat ha-seh shazman grama nashim turot. Women are exempt. So I don't need either ha-ezrach, ezrach, halacha l'moshe sinai, and yom ha-kippur yimidu rabbi yudah amarav navkan, rabbi yudah amarav, echidah mishmoel, amakra, isha o isha, in the context of chataim, the Torah equated men and women for all lotaseis, and since violating Yom Kippur is a lotasei, therefore automatically women are obligated, so I don't need a pasuk or a halacha l'moshe v'sinai to tell me that women have to fast and women are exempt from sukkah. So I'm by liolam sukkah hilchata. The reality is sukkah is still halacha l'moshe v'sinai. V'itztarich, why sagta d'chamin teshvu kein taduru? After all, the Torah says you have to live in the sukkah. Ma dira ish v'ishto, so just like you live at home, you live husband and wife together. Af sukkah ish v'ishto, so I would think that sukkah is also male and female together, so kamash malan therefore teaches that the women are exempt. You take a look at the Ramon, Hilchot Sukkah, you'll see that he uses this as an explanation for why Jews in Poland would not sleep in the sukkah because they can't sleep husbands and wives together because their sukkot were semi-public, and that exempted the men. Rava Amar Itzdarich, Tzalkatan Chameni, Yalif Chamishasar, Chamishasar Michagamatzot. Rava says, we have a different reason why we would have thought women are Chayavot in Sukkah, and we need the Pasuk to exempt them, because both of them are called the 15th. So, Malahalan Nashim Chayavot, Tafkan Nashim Chayavot, just like women are obligated to eat Matzah on the 15th, we think that women are Chayavot in Sukkah. So, Kamash Palan, that they're not. So once we have halacha l'moshe Sinai, and we understand why we needed it for one of those two reasons, what are the pasuk for? The answer is l'rabot et ha-gerim. Ha-izrach is there to extend to gerim. Why? Ha-izrach be Yisrael amar rachmana, meaning those who are born be Yisrael. V'lo et ha-gerim. Kamash v'lan, that they're included. Yom Kippur yimid Rav Yehuda marav nafka. Now the question on Yom Kippur, after all, we already know women have to keep all of the lo tases, with the three exceptions listed in Kiddushin Perak Aleph. So lo nitzoch al tosefet inui. It's there to tell us that the extension of inui to start earlier also applies to women. After all, as we saw in the last Perak of Yoma, you aren't punished for eating during tosefet inui, only after dark. So in Chayim and Hashem Klal, maybe women aren't chayavot in Tosefet Inui at all. Kamash Palan, that they are, and that's what the hilchata is. Amar call the rabot to taktanim. So we said back in the context of Sukkah, said call haizrach is there to extend to ktanim. Nashim adim ktanim to women as Sukkah. So kasha kam ktan shegiel lechinuch, kam ktan shelo giel lechinuch. If the kids aren't even educable age, then he's chayav. If not, then he's not. Ktan shegiel lechinuch v'darbanu. But that's only drabanan. So as I mentioned, the Mishnah midrabanan across machta bialmahu. The call is really nasmachta because the obligation is drabanan. Now katan shen zorich limo, etc. Echitam katan shen zorich limo. How do we see if a child is independent? So Rabbi Yana koshin ifne veinemo makan chato. If he can clean himself after going to the bathroom. Rabbi Shimon ben Laki shomer koshin orishnato veinu kore ima ima. If he wakes up at night, and doesn't immediately call mommy mommy. Dolim nami karo, even older people do that sometimes instinctively. Al koshneo veno kore ima ima. And it's the first case, it said ima the first time. Alright, so the first thing might be that, but to wake up and I need my mommy, that's the one who needs his mother. Masevi aldak halato. So we have the story about Shammai's daughter-in-law. So Masevi's story is the story there to disprove the Mishnah. Chasor machzor achitani. Shammai machmir. There's an addition. Shammai was machmir. So Shammai is machmir that any child, no matter how young, must be included in the sukkah, and the story supports it. Okay, the last mishnah. For all 7 days, you make your sukkah the main place, and your house is the temporary place. Yarduk shamim me'im atan mutar lefanot. If it starts raining, when do you leave? Bishisracha mikpa, when the food starts getting rain in it. Mashtu mashal, but having it rain on Sukkot is like the following. L'madav adumeh, la'evich v'alim zol kos terabo. A servant comes to pour a cup of wine for his rebbe, v'shafach lo kiton al parav, and he threw the contents in his face. Question is who threw it on whose face? We'll see that in the Gemara. Okay, Tana Rabanan. Kol shivat yamim adam oses kol kevav to arise. We saw kitzad. Hayu lo kelim naim. If you have nice vessels, malan l'sukkah, bring them to the sukkah. Matzaot now, nice things to lie on. Malan l'sukkah, nice sheets. You put them in the sukkah. Ochav shotel b'tayav sukkah. You eat, drink, and hang out in the sukkah. Menahani mili. What's the source? Tana Rabanan. Teshvu. So teshvu kein taduru, like living. Right. Kitzad. And you also learn in the sukkah. That's what that brayta adds. Ain't is that true? So reading Tanakh and reviewing Mishnayot, you do in the sukkah. But actually, intensive analysis you do outside of the sukkah. So lokasha have migras habiyuni. That's the answer. It's just reviewing, you're learning, you're doing the sukkah. But if it's easier to concentrate somewhere else on your analysis, you do that elsewhere. So they were students of Rav Chista, both ended up being his sons-in-law, the same daughter. They would study Gemara together. And then they would think about it. So in other words, first you read the text and just review it, and then you analyze. You wash off drinking ware in the sukkah, but food you clean off outside. That the jug that you use to draw water, that's outside of the sukkah. And pails are outside of the sukkah. You clean them off outside. But the candle is inside, and some people say outside. If it's a very small sukkah, you have the candle outside, so you don't start a fire or have no room. Yadug shamim. Tanim shisracha mikpas shel grisin. Means when a dish of beans starts to go bad because of the rain. Abai was sitting in front of Yosef in the sukkah. Nashav zika. It started being windy. Kamaitit sivuta. So Abaye brought some of the pieces of schach started falling into the food. Rav Yosef told him, get the kelim out of here. Abaye said, but the Mishnah said only when the food starts to get food stuff in it. I'm very fastidious. That's as if the food is going bad. Let's say he was in the sukkah, it started raining, he went out of the sukkah, down out of the sukkah, and you continued your meal inside, then we don't say, oh, it stopped raining, you have to go back outside, back to the sukkah. Rather, you finish your meal inside. Same thing, if you're sleeping in the sukkah and it started raining, and you left the sukkah, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and go back, you wait until morning. Is it with an ayin, meaning waking up, or until it gets light? So, until it gets light and dawn comes. Tarte? No, it's actually with an ayin till you wake up and amura shachar. So there's both a time and personal experience limit. Mashal devar domet. So I mentioned the bayalu mishafach lemi. In the mashal, who spilled the water on whom? Toshvaratanya shafach lo raboki torapanav. It's like your master threw the wine back in your face or the water. I'm not interested in your service. If you have a solar eclipse, it's a bad sign for the whole world. What's a parable like what? It's like a king who made a feast for his servants. And he put a big torch in front of them. He got angry at them. And he got angry, so he told his servant, take the torch away and make him sit in the dark. Tanya Meir Omer Kozman Shemo Rotlokin, as long as the lights are suffering, meaning there's eclipses, Siman Ra'al Sodeim Shal Yisrael, it's a bad sign for the Jews. It's a euphemistic way of saying the Jews. Because they are used to getting makot through these things. Mashal Sofer Shabal Veta Sefer Tzua Biyado. It's like a teacher who came to the class with his whip. Who's concerned? Mishragil, who called b'chol yom, the kid who's always in trouble is afraid of yom hudoeg. So Am Yisrael is always getting punished by God. We should be concerned if there's eclipses. A different version, where if there's a solar eclipse, it's a bad sign for the pagans. But if there's a lunar eclipse, siman ra'al sonem shel Yisrael, then it's bad for the Jews. Israel monin lalvana, because we have a lunar calendar of Kochavim Lachama, the Romans ostensibly here, count by the solar calendar. Lokeba Mizrach, if the eclipse is in the east, then Siman Rali Yoshve Mizrach, it's bad for people living in the east, Bavel. But Marav in the west, Siman Rali Yoshve Marav, it's Palestine or perhaps Rome. Mtsarakiyah, if the eclipse is in the middle of the sky, then Siman Rali Cholom Kula, it's bad for everybody. Panav domin ledam, if the sun looks like blood, cherbal elam, means that there's going to be destruction, war. Lasak, if it looks like ash and like sackcloth, chitzei ra'av vayin elam, is going to be famine. Lazuv lazu, cherb chitzei ra'av vayin elam, if it's both colors, then both things are coming. Lakabich nisatov, it's on the way, if the eclipse happens at the beginning, the moonrise, or sunrise, v'ranut shohalavo, that means that it's, punishment is waiting to come. Bitziato, but if it's at the setting, then Maharet Lavo is going to come right away. Some people say the opposite. Anytime a nation suffers, their gods suffer too. God attacked the gods of Egypt at Yitziat Mitzrayim. Zman Yisrael osin et rosh hamakom ein mitirin mikol elu. But when Am Yisrael is doing God's will, we're not afraid of any of this. Shenemar komar adonai el derech hagoyim al tilmedu. Tot hashmai al techatu ki echatu hagoyim mehema. This is something only the nations have to be afraid of. Goyim yechatu in Yisrael yechatu. Only they are afraid. Tan Rabbanan bishvil arba'ad vayim chamalokah. There's four reasons why there's a solar eclipse. Al ad beitin shemet ve'inu nispad kalacha. If the head of the Beit Din dies and isn't eulogized properly, on the Rav Murasash Tzakab Eivin Mashiach, if a betrothed maiden was raped and cried out and nobody saved her, Amishkav Zachor because of homosexuality, V'al Shnei Achin Shnishpach Taman Keachad, or two brothers killed at one shot. Shvil Ba'advayim Orot Lokin. Why do the stars suffer, as it were? Al Kotvei Plastar V'al Miidei Yidu Cheka V'al Megalei Be'mad Hakab Eretz Yisrael Al Kotzei Ilanot Tovot. People who libel and people who slander in court or lie in court and people who raise Beimad HaKab Eretz Yisrael because a lot of leads to a lot of gezel and people who cut down good trees, everything for naught. There's four reasons why people's property ends up being given to the Romans. People who hold on to writs that were already paid off. People who lend rebit, and that they had the ability to protest bad stuff and didn't, and people who pledge publicly to give tzedakah and don't give. There's four reasons why people lose their property. If they don't pay their hired hands on time, if they oppress them, they take their own responsibility and hand it off to somebody else. And for haughtiness. And that's equal to all of them. What does it say about those who are humble? They will indeed inherit the land and will rejoice with great peace. We finished Perak Hayashen Tachar Amita. And we will begin the very famous Perek Lava Gazul in the next podcast. We should have a wonderful day.